Before I convert this shot that I've pulled into a latte, I just have to comment on the flow itself. And looking at the package, these beans were roasted on the 29th of August, so they are pretty much in their optimum window of freshness. They've degassed enough and not too much. And I can just comment on that flow, which was just thick and rich. And I've now, for the past few days, decided to use my double-spouted portafilter as opposed to the naked portafilter, just to kind of, well, hone in my skills on tamping, for one, to see that the flow is really regular on both spouts, but also just to familiarize my eye with the perfect flow of what it should look like when it comes out of the double spouts as opposed to the naked portafilter, which I'm very familiar with now. But this Peru Cusco Co-op Arabica blend, organic bean, is really delightful, and I love the way it just flows, and I'm quite happy with my tamping, I must say. With no further ado, I've got to frost some milk for table two. Barista, get cracking! So I frost the milk. It was rice milk and a bit of soya milk. My eye just caught the timer. And although I didn't look at the timer before I actually stopped the extraction, I wanted to just watch the flow and see also the changing color. But then when I stopped the extraction, I also obviously stopped the timer. And I just, looking at it, 27 seconds exactly. So that's pretty much optimum. And the crema was just this very lovely golden color. Frothing a bit of rice milk and soya milk is not as easy as frothing full cream milk, which got a lot of protein. I'm gonna give table two a chance to have a few sips before I'm gonna ask her for her verdict. Now, I've just heard table two say she'd like to climb a mountain. She'd like to climb the high mountain. Now, do you know that Peru and Cusco, Peru, is very, very high? We've just taken you to Peru, to the highest mountain you'll ever climb. You've heard us rave about this coffee. And I never know what table two. Is she going to be subjected and take on board what we say? Or is she going to be contrary? What's it going to be, table two?
Both.
Ooh.
I agree. It's got a rich, smooth, full flavour. But you know me, I'm like a little bit of a wimp. I don't always like it that full and rich. Uh-huh. So although it's lovely, it's not for my taste buds this morning wanting that coffee hit. I did prefer the one the other day that I only had. Yes, and only had once. And missing. But it could be wimpy me this morning, and tomorrow morning the hit will be there just as I want it.
But also you had a toast with marmalade just before.
I did.
Which wasn't ideal.
It never is that ideal. I've drunk not quite a bucket of water, but a glass certainly. And you never know the lasting imprint that can have.
All right. Well, look forward to tomorrow then.
I will indeed.